A podfic of Sugar and Corn.
Written by Liger Cat.
Read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary. Phineas gets into too much sugar. Author's beginning notes. Don't own anything, not even the jokes. End of beginning notes. Phineas jumped up and down on the bed, Ferb's bed to be precise. He was starting to wonder if someone had given Phineas access to caffeine or, possibly, too much chocolate or other sweets, but he had thought everyone who knew them would know how bad of an idea that was. His eyes narrowed just enough for the change to be noticeable. A few of the Fireside girls had been over earlier on their way to sell cookies. It wouldn't be unlike his brother to buy a box, or two, from each of them when Ferb wasn't looking. He'd better be planning to share after this. But with any luck, Phineas would burn through the sugar before bedtime, otherwise neither of them would be getting any sleep tonight. "Hey, Ferb!" Not halting his jumping, Phineas shot him a grin. "What did one wall say to the other wall?" There was a pause long enough for a reply they both knew wouldn't come verbally, if at all, before he finished the joke. "I'll meet you at the corner!" Ferb only blinked. He was sure that was from some old joke book they'd gotten a hold of years back. All the jokes had been inconceivably corny. Why Phineas was using them now was beyond him. "Knock, knock!" When the necessary reply didn't come, he jumped off the bed, tripping over his feet on the landing. Ferb caught him before he could fall. Not bothering to remove himself from his arms, Phineas tried again. "Knock, knock!" Knowing from past experience that this would continue until he answered, Ferb complied. "Who's there?" "Broken pencil!" All right, Ferb didn't recall this one from the book. "Broken pencil who?" "Never mind, it's pointless!" The smile that accompanied the words would have implied that this was the greatest joke ever told. His eyes suddenly widened and he spun out of Ferb's grasp. "Hey, I know what we're gonna do today!" We already did something today. Sugar high big ideas generally ended painfully. Generally for him. "Oh, yeah." Phineas's smile dimmed for a split second, his mind currently not focused enough to realize it wouldn't be the first time they'd had two big ideas in the same day. Starting to bounce on his toes, he turned back to Ferb. "What do you call a number that can't stay still?"
"You."
Phineas, having been ready to give the punchline, closed his mouth and blinked. "Huh? No, it's a Roman numeral." Ferb liked his version better. The end.